Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the part two to the weekend newsletters for Sunday, August 2nd, and this is the commodities edition. And in this update, I'm going to briefly discuss commodities, crude oil, and then I'm going to take a more in-depth look at precious metals, and at the end I have quite a few individual gold stocks, but I'm not going to discuss all these charts. And just to let you know ahead of time, I am under the weather. I don't feel very good. I've been sick all weekend. And so if this audio doesn't flow very well, please understand that. And also, if you've sent me an email or private message and I haven't gotten back to you yet, I will get back to you. I'm just behind because I've been sick. So again, I have a lot of charts in here, and hopefully most of them are self-explanatory. So let's go and get started. First off, as you can see via the table at the top, commodities were generally mixed last week. Some commodities were up and some were down. And so crude oil was up about 2% and gold was up about 0.3%. However, the dollar was down about 60 cents or 0.6%. The other base commodities were up. However, natural gas was down over 5%. And let's go ahead and just move on. The first chart is a daily chart of the CRB Commodities Index. The CRB, just like the general market, put in a major bottom in early March via a fifth wave bottom that was marked with positive divergence, as you can see on the chart. We identified that bottom at that time. Commodities have been moving up with the general stock market since that time. And if this is the correct wave count, they are now in a wave C up. It's had major wave A up, in parentheses, major wave B correction, which ended in early July, and now it's in major wave C up. And major wave C up may be a likely target over time, could be the 38% retracement of the whole move down from the July 2008 highs. Commodities, however, are lagging. Even though they're moving with the general market, they are lagging behind it. The S&P, for example, has taken out its June highs, while the CRB has not. And while the S&P is getting pretty close to its 38% retracement, the CRB is nowhere close to it. So they are starting to lag behind. Next is a daily chart of crude oil. And really nothing's changed in this chart. It broke its uptrend line back in early July, and it continues to meander its way up. In the short term, resistance is the broken black uptrend line there. You see, and if it gets above there, then it has a good shot at going to the 38% Fibonacci retracement, which is about $78. Okay, so if short-term resistance is taken out, then crude should make it up to that area at least. That would probably be some kind of fifth wave move up. Next, the bigger picture weekly chart of crude oil. Long-term, I think it's bearish. You can see on this chart here that crude oil fell below what hit a high of 149 in 2008, and it had this precipitous pullback to the December 2008 time frame, and it's meandered its way up since then. Even though the rally has been strong in crude oil, if you look at it via weekly chart here, it looks V-ish, and to me it looks like a counter trend move. And so I think crude oil, you know, if it goes higher, it's going to find major resistance up either at the 38% Fibonacci retracement, around $78, $79. And if it gets above there, it might get up to the retest of the broken uptrend line of the channel. Either way, I think it makes a lower high over time and then sells down again. This will also correspond with another major decline in the stock market. So this is what I see as a long-term big picture. I don't think crude oil is going to go back and go to new highs, take out last year's highs anytime soon. I think it's going to be many, many, many years. So that's what I see on the big picture, longer term. Next, let's talk about the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is key in our analysis. The U.S. dollar has been, the market has been trading perfectly inverse to the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar topped out in early March, just when the general stock market and commodities bottomed. Likewise, the U.S. dollar has been downtrending since early March, and the stock market has been rallying. Well, so the dollar via the wave count here is in a strong downtrend channel, as you can see. However, it is now in its fifth wave move to the downside. And fifth waves are ending patterns. And so I think the U.S. dollar has more downside in it in wave five. However, once the wave five decline is put in, I'll count that as major wave B, or primary wave B. I then think it's going to have a put in a decent bottom and then put in a good rally. And when the dollar puts in a bottom, then I think the stock market and commodities are going to top. So this is what I see. So longer term or intermediate term, I think the dollar, let me start over again. In the short term, I think the dollar has more downside. And likewise, commodities in the general market should have more upside, especially gold, etc. However, once the dollar puts in its bottom or its fifth wave bottom, then I think things are going to change. So, and I think this will hold the key. When the dollar bottoms, I think the general stock market will top, as well as commodities. But as you can see here, the dollar closed right at some support going back to the December 2008 lows. If this is breached, the dollar could easily sell down lower into the channel, maybe even all the way down to that September 2008 low, or even lower within the channel. However, I think the dollar will put in a divergent low eventually. The next chart is another daily chart of the dollar. This is Steve Nelson's chart, and you can read his commentary. Sorry about that, folks. I just got a phone call. I think I was on this U.S. dollar chart of Steve Nelson's. Again, this is his daily chart, and it's essentially the same chart as my daily chart above. You can go ahead and read his comments. Again, the dollar's in its fifth wave move down. It looks like it has more downside, but eventually we think it will put in a fifth wave bottom and then rally up, and that'll correspond with the top in the U.S. market, as well as commodities. The monthly chart of the U.S. dollar and the weekly chart, I just have a monthly chart here. Again, nothing has changed from my previous analysis. We think the dollar is going to form a higher low instead of going to new lows this time, and then rally up one more time in a major wave C up. And again, that would be opposite to the U.S. market. The market would then sell off during that move up. Right now, there's only about 3% dollar bulls. Pretty much everyone thinks the dollar is going to go to new lows. So even on a contrarian standpoint, that would seem to make sense on that. So again, we'll just have to see if that plays out, but that's what I see as the most likely scenario. Now moving on to precious metals and gold. Here's the daily chart of gold. Again, nothing has changed. It's in a beautiful symmetrical triangle, as you can see. Gold had a strong rally on Friday, up almost $20, and it closed just under that previous low there. So if it can take that out, which that previous low is 960 basically, then gold would easily rally up to the downtrend line of the triangle, up around 975. Okay, if the dollar has more downside in wave 5, which it looks like it does, then gold will probably move higher in the triangle. And the next two charts are weekly charts of gold, and I have two scenarios here. It'll be interesting to see which one plays out. The first chart is the very bullish scenario for gold. It has gold as a large inverse head and shoulder pattern here, and it has formed the right shoulder. It is making a series of higher lows here, and the major resistance would be the neckline. A close over S&P or a close over gold 1000 would validate the pattern, and gold will rally up. The pattern measures objectively, if you measure from the high 600 area, the bottom of the head, to the 1000 area, you come up with about 1300 to 1325 as a target for gold based on this inverse head and shoulder pattern. But again, in order for this pattern to be valid or validated, it has to break the neckline up there. So far this pattern remains perfectly valid. And the next chart is it's still a long-term bullish count for gold, but it's more bearish intermediate term. As you can see, this chart, again, this is the chart that Elliott Wave International has. It basically, they have gold maybe going a little bit higher here, but then selling off in a wave C down, possibly all the way down to the high 600s. which would probably correspond to a retest of the uptrend line from the 2001 lows. That would be major wave 2, and then gold would go up in a massive rally in major wave 3 up. So which one will play out, we'll just have to see. A lot of it's going to depend on U.S. dollar, and so we'll just leave it at that. Next, there's a daily chart of silver. To me, silver is trading more with general commodities instead of gold. Silver is, you know, while gold is not too far away from its highs around 1,000, silver is way off of its highs. Silver is almost around $14, and its high was up around $21, so it's way off of its highs. It's trading, again, more with general commodities, and it's below an uptrend, a broken uptrend line here. So that's really all I have to say about silver. And then the silver weekly chart, to me, looks more like a bearish pattern. It's had a large move up. That could be a wave B pattern, and then once the move up is over, it'll have a wave C down. So to me, silver longer term looks a lot more bearish than gold. Now, moving on to gold stocks, here's the daily chart of the GDX. GDX is forming kind of a triangle pattern, and it appears that the major resistance level is, there's a little resistance level on the downtrend line, but the major resistance is the lower high that was recently put in here. And if that's taken out, then GDX gold stocks should have some move to the upside. The next chart is a longer-term chart of GDX. As you can see, it's forming a large triangle pattern as well. Next is a 60-minute chart of GDX, and it had a nice move up last week on Thursday and Friday, and you know, they got a buy signal in the GDX-GLD ratio, but really nothing well-defined in this pattern, so let's go ahead and move on. And here's a 15-minute chart of GDX. Again, you can see the nice move up it had, and you can draw a well-defined uptrend line on the ratio above. It filled its gap, and really nothing more to say besides this. Next is the gold stocks to gold ratio, GDM and GLD ratio on the daily, and you can see that it's in kind of an uptrend channel with a short-term resistance around that 12 area. And if that's broken, then gold stocks should have some more upside. Now, looking at some individual gold stocks, here's GSS. This is on the watch list, and it broke out on Friday on nice expanding volume. And so let's see if we have some follow-through to the upside. NGD, here's another one, another small one. It appears to have some resistance at $3. If it can take that out, it should have a shot at 325, and then after 325, you could run up much higher. Volume's been increasing, so let's watch for a breakout over 3 for NGD. The next series of charts are just some other gold stocks. Again, I'm not going to put all these on a watch list, folks. There's too many of them. I can't manage that, so I'm just throwing them in here for your information. If you want to trade them, feel free. But here you go. A lot of what you'll notice is a lot of these gold stocks in here, such as ABX, as you can see, have triangle patterns. You can see ABX is a triangle pattern, had volume increasing on Friday, resistance to the downtrend line, but there's also main resistance at the recent lower high, around 36. And this AEM, again, another triangle pattern, resistance around the 59 area. AEM, as you can see, has a triangle and a weak leap. AU, again, once again, another triangle pattern. Same with AUI, a triangle pattern. BVN, not a triangle pattern, but some horizontal resistance right around 2620. CDE, a silver stock, little resistance, I'd say over Friday's high, over 1425. Buying patterns aren't too bad. EGO, cleared some short-term resistance on Friday. Next resistance is 1045. GFI, looks like it's forming a little triangle pattern as well. GOLD, resistance, nice volume patterns recently, but major resistance is the downtrend line, which is quite a ways away still. NG is a small little gold stock, I think looks interesting. Clear resistance right at the downtrend line. SA, another little gold stock, possible ascending triangle, resistance at 30.30 and then 30.90 or 31. And so that's some individual gold stocks for you folks. Again, you'll see that some of them are setting up in triangle patterns, such as AU, AUY, AEM. And some of the smaller ones look pretty good, like NXG, NGD, NG, etc. And that does it. Let's see what happens this week, and I will talk to you later. Thank you.